I can take the next patient. Oh, hi. It's been a while. How have you been? Oh, yeah? So you've been keeping busy, huh? Well, that's great. You look really good. Here, take a seat. So, what's up? Yeah, anything. I'm your family doctor. It just makes sense that you could come to me for whatever it is you're worried about. Right, of course. If it makes you more comfortable, we could close the door. Do you think that would help? No, it's fine. You can stay where you are. I'll get it. There we go. Nice and cozy. You can relax. I'm not gonna bite. Well, you do look nervous. And I assure you, there's absolutely no need to be. I am a professional. When I say I've seen it all, I probably have. And then some. So, whatever it is, I've most definitely seen worse. Oh, come on, don't get shy now. I've known you for years. If I can handle you through the flu, I can handle anything. Well, you're welcome to say it however you want. Whatever makes you comfortable. Well, is it something to do with... Oh. Okay. Well, that's fine. We can figure something out. So, basically what you're saying is you're having trouble self-lubricating? Oh, God, no. It's not weird at all. Yeah, absolutely. It's more common than you think. So, when did you start noticing this? I mean, are you usually with a partner who would have pointed it out, or... Okay. And do you find that it occurs usually in the same type of scenario, like something consistent, or does it fluctuate? Okay. Is this a change from what you usually expect? Or have you noticed this change in the past few months? Okay. And lastly, when you do find this occurring, do you use another type of lubricant? For example, KY jelly, Astroglide. Alright. Well, I do think this is something we should look into, just to make sure it's not a part of a bigger health issue. Are you up for a quick exam right now? Sounds good. Yeah, go ahead. You can just remove the bottoms. Just leave them in that chair. And when you're ready, you can hop right up on my exam table. Aren't you speedy? Now, let me get my gloves on. There we go. First, we'll do a quick little overall exam, and then we'll move on. Let's start by listening to your lungs. Right. This might be a little cold, but here. I'm gonna just put this right on your chest. Take a deep breath in for me. Good. And let it out slowly. Perfect. One more time. And out. Okay, let's check your back. And breathe in. Hold for a bit. and breathe out. Good. Perfect. Sounds pretty good. Your heart does seem to be beating a little fast, though. What, still nervous about going to the doctor's? I'm just teasing. Now, follow my finger. Up. Down. To the left. To the right. And up again. Perfect. I see on your chart here the nurse outside took your blood pressure and all your other vitals. You've already had your flu shot, right? Perfect. So, now that that's all taken care of, we're good to move on. You're doing okay? Perfect. Now, would you lie back for me? Yep, it's fine, as long as you're comfortable. No, I'm not worried about the landscaping. Again, I'm a professional. I've seen it all. Here, just spread your legs a little bit for me. Good. Thank you. Everything looks pretty good so far. Nothing really out of the ordinary. I'm just going to use my fingers to pull at the skin a bit. Make sure there's no bumps or anything we need to worry about. All right. Let's see. You're clenching your hands a little hard. Am I hurting you? Oh, good. And just so you know, if at any point you feel uncomfortable or if you feel any pain, just let me know. We'll stop. And we'll figure it out from there. All right? Good. So, I'm just gonna spread your lips down here. Let's take a look. Seems to be all right. Clit's looking okay. Labia's looking fine. I will say you do seem to be producing some lubrication. Is it okay if I insert a finger? Just to check inside? Alright. I'll put just a little bit of lubricant on. This might be a tiny bit cold. Good. Took it like a trooper. Now, let's feel up a little bit. You're probably already familiar with the G-spot. Everything seems pretty much good in here. I'll just remove my finger. Bear down for me. Perfect. Now, I probably should have asked this earlier, but have there been any changes in your diet? In your lifestyle at all? I know stress can be a huge factor in physiology. All right. Well, from what I see here, you do seem to be producing some lubrication. I think the best way to go about this might be to recreate the scenario that you notice this in. That way I can get a better picture of how or why this is happening. Yeah, only if you're comfortable with it. Absolutely. So, tell me about what would be happening. So, your partner would have their hands on you. Just running them up and down. On your arms. Like this? Okay. That is important. Sometimes the body needs very particular stimuli to get things going. So they would be caressing your arms like this, Anything else? Down your sides? Just slightly over your ribs? Over your stomach? Down to your thighs? And they would be gentle with this? Or would they be a little bit more rough? Kind of like how I'm grabbing here. That's good. Sometimes you need a good balance between the two. And it's great that they take their time. That's really important in some cases. Alright. So they would continue like this until they move on. Bring their hands right up here. And would they run their fingers up and down your pussy lips? That's okay. This room is basically soundproof. You can make as much noise as you want. We're here to help you, after all. I am glad you feel comfortable enough with me to do this. I really want to help you out. I do realize this might be a little different. The texture of the glove isn't for everyone, but... Oh, you like it? Even better. We'll just start by rubbing gentle circles over your clit. How's that? Good. Don't hold your breath. Breathe in for me. And breathe out. Perfect. Now, keep that up. We want to get to the bottom of this. How's the pressure? Is it okay if I go a little harder? All right. Just a little bit. Oh, there we go. Perfect. Try to keep your hips still. Would it help if I held your hips down? All right. There we go. Okay. We'll go a little bit faster. You do seem to be getting a little bit more wet, so that's a good sign. Shh. You can take it from me. We gotta figure this out. It's alright. I'll take care of you. There we go. Now, you did mention only having trouble self-lubricating. But are you having any trouble achieving orgasm? Or leading up to it? We can find out. It does make a difference in this context, just because if all the lubrication is coming after your orgasm, then that's more of a normal occurrence. Would you want to try that? Good. Now, you can relax. If it helps, you can always slide a hand up your shirt, play with your breasts. It does help in certain cases, so... feel free to do so. Looks like it does help a bit. Alright. I'll just keep rubbing like this. Do you find it easier to orgasm solely with clit stimulation, or do you need a little penetration to help? We can do that. Sometimes it's the other way around, but I find that's more rare. So, if you can keep your hips in place, that'd be great. I'll need this hand. Perfect. I'm gonna reinsert my finger. Slowly. There we go. I'll twist up. Oh, that's it. Good. You're doing so well for me. Patient of the year, absolutely. Remember to keep breathing. Perfect. I'm gonna go a little bit faster, but tell me if it's too much, all right? Good. That's right. The great thing with learning about the human body is that you find all sorts of tricks. And this twisting motion is one of them. I find it works pretty well, and you seem to be enjoying it too. No, it's absolutely fine. That's what we're here to find out. You seem to be clenching pretty hard. Are you getting close? That's good. You do feel more slick. Would it help if I went faster on your clit? Alright, let's do that. There we go. Would dialogue help as well? Oh, I mean, encouragement or pet names. Sometimes that helps. All right. What do you like to be called? Good girl. Doing so well for me. I know how bad you want to come. I can feel it every time you squeeze down on my finger. Let's add another one, shall we? Do you think you can take it? So good for me. Shh. The walls here are thick, but they're not completely soundproof. If you're a little bit too loud, people outside might wonder. Now you can buck up. Good. There we go. Yeah, grind that clit up into my hands. Good girl. Do you want to come for me? You gotta tell me. I need to know so I can make a proper diagnosis and gauge your reaction. That's it. Good girl. Yes, you may come. Buck up into my fingers. Feel me grazing inside you just in the right spot. Grind up and come. Come on, good girl. Come for me. Oh, good. Well done. That was perfect. Yeah, I can keep going for a bit. Just to make sure we get every last drop. It is important for the final verdict, so try not to squirm around too much. There we are. How do you feel? Yeah? Here, I'll remove my fingers. Bear down again for me. Perfect. You did get pretty wet. See, you even soaked my gloves. Yeah, I think for the purposes of this examination, you pass with flying colors. There is one other test that I want to do, and it's a little bit unconventional, but... It tastes good. I think you're just fine. You are such a good girl. You feel okay to sit up? Yeah, with this kind of exam, it's hard to get your bearings afterwards. You are absolutely welcome to stay a bit longer and just lie there for a bit. The good thing is, you're my last patient. And I do have to finish your paperwork, so I don't mind a bit of company. Yeah. Sounds good. You want me to lean down? Okay. I... You know, with walk-ins like this, it's always good to schedule a follow-up appointment just to make sure the problem's not recurring. How about next week?